God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Ooh, you sound good today. Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome each and every one of you to worship this morning here at First Church in Warsaw. If you're listening to us on the radio, we put out a special welcome to you as well as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. What a great day to be, you know, spring in January. Who would have thunk? It's terrible when it's warm enough outside that the ground is so cold it makes it look like it's raining, right? Yeah. But anyway, we do welcome you. And this is a great church to worship and be a part of, worship with and be a part of. And we thank you so much for your presence. The ushers are going to pass out the registration pads to you. And so be looking for those as they come down the aisle. And as they do, would you please put your name and your address, your telephone number in them. If you are a regular worshiper here, would you make sure you're a good example to those who are visiting this morning, our guests? And if you are our guest this morning, first of all, we just want to welcome you. This is a great church. As pastor, I just want to say the people in this church are great to be to worship with and be a part of. And so we thank you for your presence. But if you would put your name, address, your telephone number so we can greet you properly, we would sure appreciate that. Would you please turn to your insert, which has your announcements on it? I would like to say that Ignite last, I guess, was it Monday night? December 31st, we had about 21 youth. What an awesome time it was. I'm still trying to catch up with the lock-in. I would have never thought I'd be saying at 41, I think I'm getting too old for lock-ins, but it was a good time, and we got to see the new year come in together. And of course, they will have youth again tonight at 6 o'clock and with food and fellowship tonight. I do want to lift up a couple things that are in your announcements. Notice next Sunday, 9 o'clock, Legacy 101. Larry Burdett is going to be directing that and teaching that, and we invite all of you to come and be a part of that in the fellowship hall during the Sunday school hour, the training camp hour. So that will be something that will help us in our finances individually. It's not only about finances with the church. It has to do with you and your finances individually. And if you choose, how that can help the church, if you so choose to do so. But it may open up some doors for you that you may not be aware of. And again, Larry Burdett, we thank him for doing that for us. Also, your call to worship today is slightly different. I like to, keep everybody so they're not just saying things, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, just know that we're going to have Deanna pause some. And that's okay, just so you can ponder the question as she is pausing. So don't let that throw you off. Also, we are going to, this is the Epiphany, Sunday that we celebrate the Epiphany, when the wise men came to visit Jesus. And so Jesus probably by this time was up close to 2 years old, and they were living in a home. And so we need all of the poinsettias. If you purchased a poinsettia or two or three for in honor or in memory of someone, we invite you to take that after worship. And along with that, right after this worship service, we're taking down all of the Advent and Christmas decorations. So if you care to stick around and help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. And the quicker we can do that, the quicker we can get to lunch. Should I say beat the Baptists?